Log Talk Radio.
Open eyes that we may
Thank you. great deal of disappointment and even bitterness in the Negro community. They all of our as a result of the continued existence of these conditions. Many in moments of anger, many in moments of weakness, I will always continue to say that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. I'm still convinced that non-violence and justice. I feel that violence will only create more social problems than they will solve. But in a real sense, it is impractical. Brothers and sisters, that this is not the way. Continue to affirm the values. It is as necessary for me to be as vigorous in condemning the conditions which cause persons to feel that they must engage in. Must see that riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned. A riot is the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. It has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. As America postpones justice, we stand in the position of having these recurrences of violence are the absolute guarantors of riot prevention. Now let me go on to say that if we are to deal with all the problems that I've talked about, righteous in our nation. state government taking a strong stand against housing segregation and against discrimination. Mobilize forces so that we can bring to the attention of our nation this need. And the economic problem and the economic problem with many of the poor people in our nation. Now, I said I wasn't going to talk about the deal and all that, and I can't make speech without mentioning some problems that I think this war has diverted attention from civil rights. We have had an important reaction in our attention in court.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
Associated with the Pharaoh. in supporting the sky goddess to keep the heart from her consort, the earth god again. Shu described his dwelling in the sun's disk. He often appeared as a bearded man holding up the sky while the earth. At other times, these feathers symbolized the four columns that held up the sky when Shu himself was not there to do the job. When in his role as the god of light, Shu carried a sun. Him, that is my daughter. Name. Order is her name. First, I live with my two children, my little ones, the one before me and behind me. Life repose with my daughter, Order. The other over them, around me. Ancient Egyptians prayed to him for a good life and prayed to him for light. People worshipped Shu in prayers, hymns, and in the chapel. People gave him offerings. Shu
was a well-known god.
Shu belonged to cosmic deities, and as such, no temples were dedicated to him. Cosmic deities were never worshipped in personified form. Therefore, there was no need for temples to worship them. Gat was the father of Osiris, Isis, Seth, and Nephthys, and was a god without a content. As an earth god, he was a deity.
And it was believed that earthquakes were the laughter of Gat. He is mentioned in pyramid texts as imprisoning the buried dead within his body.
Gat was the god of the earth. Even so, Gat guided the dead and gave them meat and drink.
It is interesting to note that while in most cultures the deity is the
Earth, Demeter, the Greeks, etc., the Egyptians chose a male for this role. A late period
deity,
a conquest deity, tells how Gat had a son of his mother named. He passed
On that day, Gap went to his father's and found
Hefnut. He took his mother and violently raped her. It seems that he was not punished for this. He went on to become a mighty and earned the title
of a god.
Gap said that the Egyptian throne was moved by the head at the seat of Gap. He is usually shown as a man wearing either a crown of the wolf or the self. Added is either a glass crown or a goose. The goose was it was said that Gep's laughter was the source of earthquakes. Other images show him lying underneath his wife, Nut, goddess of the fire, and his father, Shu, lord of the air. He reclines by bow and knee and air. This he symbolizes the valley of the land, which was called the House of Gap. He is shown either as a dark or green-skinned man, the colors of life, the soil of the Nile and vegetation, respectively, with leaves on his skin. In the head, Pharaoh says, I am decreed to be the heir, the lord of the earth of Gap. I have union with women. Gap hath refreshed me, and he hath caused me to ascend his throne. Months are ascending of the sky to bring luck to the new king. During the Ptolemaic period, Gap became identified with the Greek god Kronos, time. It is thought that his worship originated around Eunu. Another earth god. It seems that Gap was largely worshipped as a goose, his sacred animal, during the pre-dynastic period. Edfu, Apollonopolis Magna, was called the Aat of Gat. It seems strange to have a male earth god, most cultures associating the earth with female power. But Gep was sometimes considered to be bisexual. In his shrine in Vata, he laid the great egg as an new. The hereditary tribal chief of the gods, and the earth itself was referred to as God of mines and caves. The sign used in his name became associated with vegetation and the lush farming land by the Nile. It was said that he was depicted with vegetation all over his body. As a god of the harvest, he was sometimes considered to be the spouse of Renenutet, a cobra goddess. He had authority over the tombs buried in Yaf and assisted in the words of power which allowed them to ascend to the sky, while those whose hearts were weighed down with guilt were trapped in the earth by Gep. Thus, he could be a malevolent being, a deity, while Gep was represented by the base, indicating that the justified dead were protected by both deities. According to another creation myth, Gep and angered the sun god separated by Shu, who stood on Gep and lifted North high up above him, creating our atmosphere and separating the sky from the earth. However, North was found to be pregnant and gave birth to a still longed for his sister and was often depicted lying prone with his erect phallus pointing towards her body. He wept when he was separated from her, and so created the oceans of the world. However, it seems